It's Draftapalooza in Chicago, and let's talk a little bit about the big party in the park. Don Welsh is here, the president and CEO of Choose Chicago, the tourism folks. And before we talk about football and what's happening, Don, now do I have this right? When you were trying to get this for Chicago, you showed the execs at the NFL auditorium theater, and then you had lunch somewhere, and then you were up on a rooftop somewhere looking at the city, looking out at Grand Park, looking at the lake, and they just kind of fell in love with it right then and there. Is that what happened?
More or less, you know, but it was, I got to tell you, to say the mayor was relentless on securing the NFL draft would be an understatement. He made this a priority once he pitched the idea of a Super Bowl coming here, and then began having conversations with Commissioner Goodell. And then when the NFL had a date conflict in New York at Radio City Music Hall, they began looking at options. And, of course, the mayor made it real clear, along with George McCaskey at the Bears, that we wanted this opportunity if they were actually going to leave New York. And one thing led to another, and that's when many people got engaged. And, yes, we were at the top of the Chicago Club finishing a lunch one day. And after the mayor had said to him, oh, by the way, don't restrict your thoughts about just being in an auditorium. Literally look at how you would activate the entire city, including Grand Park, and that is how it all began.
Okay, Draft Town was born, right?
So yeah. Wait, I need to know, what is it when you're listening to the mayor persuading something? What does he say that is so persuasive?
Well, you know, the first thing is...
Can't say it on the radio, Marianne.
Well, you know, to use the word relentless would be probably an understatement again, but, you know, he...
He just repeats it over and over?
Well, he has the idea that, you know, the Chicago big things happen here. And, you know, whether it was hosting NATO or whether it's having Microsoft come here or whether it's a James Beard or whether it's the NFL draft, he set some pretty aspirational goals for us. And I think in the case of the NFL draft, he knows probably outside the Super Bowl, it's the second most important event the NFL will do.
And I guess so. What's going on in Grand Park is really akin to some of the events that they usually set up with the Super Bowl, right?
It is. And, you know, joining me today is Cara Bachman, who is the head of our sports commission. And literally, Cara and her team, of course, working closely with the mayor and his departments at the city and also the parks department and many others have literally been living and breathing and sleeping the draft for really the last 9 months. So maybe Cara could sort of share with you some of the great happenings taking place in Grand Park.
Yeah, let's talk about that. By the way, Cara, our spies report you actually wanted to be a hockey player. Is that right?
Yes, I grew up playing hockey in Chicago, so love football, but love hockey.
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks! Yeah,
that's awesome. What were some of the challenges that you had when you finally found out that yes, this is going to happen here? It's never been done before, and it's the first time in 51 years.
Right. I don't know. I did from the beginning on the top of that roof and the way the mayor's approach. We always said a challenge. Great, because that's an opportunity. So the NFL takes that same perspective, and they looked at anything that may have been a challenge really as an opportunity. And as Don described, and as you know, the mayor's conversations had gone with the commissioner, that's how this all was created.
Simple things like if it had rained today, mm-hmm. for example, like how you know planning for that.
Right. I mean, that had always been a part of the conversation, and we looked at all different types of weather mitigation. So the structures that you see out there that are so impressive, 8 stories high, they're huge, and they look great, they look cool, they draw people there, but they also are weather mitigation, and they will fend off rain and if it comes, but we ordered up fine weather, sunny,
and guaranteed.
60. Always guaranteed.
guaranteed.
Now, for thousands of people who wanted to go sit in the auditorium theater and watch the draft, I know people come from all over the country for this now. It's a big deal. And but talk to folks who are just realizing, hey, it's here. It's going on right now. What can I do? Where can I go? How do I get a ticket? Do I need a ticket? What's free? What's open to me? Where do you begin with all that?
Well, Draft Town, which is what's taken over Grant Park, is completely free to all local Chicagoans, NFL fans from all over. And it's all of the activities are free within Draft Town as well. In terms of the tickets, which are actually come at no cost, but there was a lottery that has already occurred. And so lucky fans were able to go to the auditorium or I should say, will be able to go there, as well as the Selection Square area.
That's Thursday and Friday, right?
Correct.
When the actual draft takes
correct.
Place.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And then all of it moves into the park for Saturday. So if somebody doesn't show up for their ticket, which you have to collect on site, they will have a lottery and will surprise fans at Draft Town. So that's free. Anybody can enter Grant Park. And you may be chosen then to fill one of the seats if they become uh-huh. available.
What are the hours over there for Draft Town and Grant Park?
Thursday and Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., as well then on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. going until 7 p.m., but then the festivities will continue with a live concert, also free, and main stage performance by Philip Phillips.
That's Saturday night?
Saturday night.
And that wraps it up, right?
Yes, that wraps it up.
You know what? This is such a great thing for the city. And are we going to be able to do this now, year after year after year?
Can we get them back?
The goal will be, you know, as George McCaskey, George said today that he promised the commissioner this great weather, and so he's already fulfilling his end of the obligation.
That's good football weather. Yeah,
and I think clearly between what's taking place with Carr and her team and the city and the Parks Department, and when you get a chance to see these structures that Carr has talked about. And, you know, you bring in Graham Elliott doing helping orchestrate the food and the music, having, you know, Philip Phillips and J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Band are playing as well. I just think that, you know, Chicagoans are going to just see this incredible event. And the goal is to get 100,000 people in the park between the 3 days. And we feel very confident that's going to be
very
achievable.
Oh, it's going to
happen. Oh, yeah. 100,000 people.
I want to go
sure.
in the park and do that thing where, remember when Walter Payton used to fly over the line to pick up a first down, gain a yard or two? They got a thing over there where actually, what is it? You go in this, is it a tent or something, yeah. and you're flying through the air? How does that work?
They call it the sweetness simulator so that you may strike that pose. Don and I were, and Megan, we were watching.
Did you jump?
The commissioner today, he did it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He was.
What's his medical condition now? Yeah. Do we know?
It's a fan, a kind of wind tunnel, and it shoots up. So they have skydiving experts performing over there.
Do you have to have any special skill?
Well, no, they did it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They might be talented.
We you do?
Oh, you haven't gone yet. Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think it's as easy as it looks. Those guys are pretty incredible out there. But in addition to that, just other things, I mean, everybody can come from families who want to go down there. There's 40-yard dash. You can race against NFL players on an LED screen. You can participate in clinics with NFL officials and referees. Everyone should sign up for Fan Mobile Pass, and that will get you registered, and you can participate in all the activities and then collect your information, whether it's photos that are taken. They'll come right to your Fan Mobile Pass.
How do you do that online? You just go to Fan Mobile
Pass?
Yes,
yeah. If you go to NFL.com/drafttown. There will be a link for the Fan Mobile registration.
And if people want to go over all of this and the hours and locations, is that also the site to go to?
Yes.
All right, give that address
sure.
again.
NFL.com/drafttown.
Okay. That's it. That sounds great. And you have any tips for people who are trying to navigate through all the crowds and traffic between now and Saturday? I know a lot of streets are closed off until, I guess, Sunday, right?
CTA is doing a great job of rerouting public transportation to get people as close as they can. I would just say be patient. Plan on taking public transportation. Just enjoy yourself and enjoy the day. Enjoy.
Don't go to work. Play hooky.
And exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And be patient. And, have some fun. Enjoy the city, because this is something that hasn't been here for 50 years. It's never been done to this magnitude, and I think Chicagoans are going to be very proud that we're hosting this year's draft.
Yeah, I think the last time it was done here, like George Halas Jr. had an extension phone on a card table, and that was basically the setup. Mm-hmm. It's come a long way. And right next door to us here on Michigan Avenue, Pioneer Court, got all those helmets from all the NFL teams. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was a nice Pepsi promotion, and they've been a great partner in this. And you'll see literally Michigan Avenue and other streets activated now as we get into the draft starting tomorrow.
All right, football fever, and of course, ESPN is here in the NFL Network at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, 50 East Congress. The first round of the draft, 7 p.m. Thursday, rounds 2 and 3, 6 p.m. Friday, and then rounds 4 through 7, 11 a.m. Saturday. I know Marianne's going to try to sneak into the Auditorium Theater and keep tabs on all those draft selections.
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Kara Bachman, also Don Welsh, President and CEO of Choose Chicago, and let's do this year after year. It's a great thing for Chicago. Congratulations on getting it all here.
We hope so, and thank you again.
Thank
for
you so much.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. Take care.